Back here at the place to be, that is Hy-Vee. For the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coaches Quarter, I'm Rob Jones. Glad to have you along this Saturday morning on 99.7. Of course, online, yourfortdodge.com as well. Talking everything going on in the winter season. And my guest is one that we talk about quite a bit. He's the girls coach at Newell Fonda. Newell Fonda coming off a 2-1 week this week. And Coach Dick Jungers joins us again here on the program. And Coach, it's good to have you back and good to talk to you this morning. Thank you for the time.
Hey, not a problem.
All right, Coach. Well, this week, you know, we talked last week about three big games for you guys this week, and you come out of the gate on Monday night. You get a win over Pocahontas Area 80-41. On Thursday night was the big showdown between Newell Fonda and Bishop Garrigan, number one. Number two, you dropped that game 66-45. Then you bounced back last night with a win over East Sac County 79-43. I want to first touch on the Bishop Garrigan game a little bit. You know, it's your first loss. I told you last week I lost track of your winning streak. Well, I went back and counted it up after Pocahontas, and it was 58 games going into Bishop Garrigan. So you snapped that. Bishop Garrigan able to beat you 66-45. And Coach, really, it was that third quarter that really was the difference. They outscored you in the third quarter, I think 22-6, after you trailed by just one at the half. What happened coming out of the halftime locker room? What was the difference in your mind?
You know, the difference was I felt we had some good looks at the basket and they weren't falling. And of course, they really started pounding the ball into Audie, and she was making them. Bishop Garrigan shot the ball very well that night, and I think they shot 73% for the game, and we shot 28% for the game. And so basically, I felt like that was a huge difference. And obviously, when you can go inside to a player of her caliber, you're gonna have a good night the way she was scoring that night.
Audie Crooks, as you mentioned, D1 recruit, 31 points for her, 15 of 16 from the floor. And you mentioned the disparity in the shooting there, which is exactly one of the big things that I noticed that jumped out from the box score. And not only did you shoot just 28%, but you shot just 19% from three. And when you have that disparity between what they are able to do in the low post with Audie Crooks and what she can do around the bucket, you have to be able to make the outside shot, right? Not being able to do that, I feel like, really put you behind the eight ball.
Yeah, you know, and I can't say we didn't get a lot of good looks. We did get good looks, and those shots weren't falling. I felt like the girls attacked the rim well. I felt like we were able to move the ball, and we just did not knock down some of those shots. And, you know, against a team as good as Bishop Garrigan, if they can shoot 73%, they're not going to lose very many ball games. You can shoot that percentage.
That's true.
So again, I feel like our kids had great effort, and it was a fun night to play. And again, it just didn't turn out our way.
You know, you did do some positive things in that game, though. I don't want to lose track of the fact that you had 15 offensive rebounds. Of course, you could counter that with you missed a lot of shots, so you had a lot of opportunities in that regard. But you also created 22 turnovers in the game, so you were plus in the turnover margin. You know, you did a lot of things well, but really, I think you have to be able to take some of the positives out of that game. What was the message to your team after the Bishop Garrigan game?
You know, I told them the big thing, you know, great look, great energy, had a great attitude and demeanor about the game. And, you know, those were the things that was important. And, you know, to make us about for a December, have a big crowd, but a great test for both teams to see where they're at. And, you know, and I talked to Coach Schwab before the game, and both of us know that the team that's on the floor now may look a lot different if we would happen to meet again somewhere down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people do expect you guys to meet down the road at some point in the playoffs and the postseason as well. You know, something I took out of the box score of that game, Audie Crooks gets a lot of the headlines, deservingly so. She's a great player and a Division I prospect. But you know, I thought that Molly Joyce has been really important for what they've done. And I thought she was really good against you guys. 15 points, 7 assists, just 3 turnovers against the kind of pressure that you guys put on people. I think that had a lot to do with what they were able to do and being successful against you too.
Oh, most definitely. She played great, and you know, their top three scorers all had great, great nights. And you know, and if you looked at, you know, our top players probably did not perform quite as well as we would need for us to be successful. And you know what? That's exactly what you get on a road test in early December. And like I said, we walked away, you know, knowing things that we definitely have to shore up as the season progresses.
Yeah, and I think one of the big things about that whole loss is that that doesn't change any of the goals that you have for this season. They're all still on the table. I think that's very important. Now, you turn around last night and you beat Esant County 79-43. You come out in the first quarter and you lead 33-5 after the first quarter. I tell you what, Coach, when I saw that this morning, it spoke to me a little bit. And what it spoke to me and told me was that was a tremendous, tremendous job by not only you, but your players to really respond, because your players are not used to losing very much. You break a 58-game win streak and you come out the next night, there's a good chance you're going to come out flat. You guys did not do that. You came out aggressive. You came out strong and set the tone 33-5. I think that speaks a lot to the players you have in your program.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and the thing about Thursday night, you know, and we exerted a lot of energy that night, but we came back on back-to-back nights and exerted great energy again and played very well. And so, you know, it does speak a lot about our kids, and they did come back. And, you know, they just loved playing, and we had a chance to play again and took full advantage of it.
Coach Dick Jungers is my guest. Noah Fonda girls basketball. They go 2-1 this week with wins over Pocahontas area and Esant County from last night. Did fall to Bishop Garrigan Thursday night at the number one versus number two matchup on the road in Algona. Coach, last night against Esant County, you know, I look at the box score, and something that stood out a lot to me was extra possessions. You know, the great Pat Summit at University of Tennessee used to always talk about basketball being a game of possessions. Well, you created 46 total extra possessions last night by creating 32 turnovers and 14 offensive boards. Didn't shoot tremendously from the three-point range there, I think 24-25% last night, but you were able to do what you guys do, and I think that's been the MO for you guys, is creating those extra opportunities and extra possessions.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. You know, this was our first road test. We've been playing, our first four games were at home, and then we had two back-to-back road nights. And, you know, it does sometimes take you a little bit to get acclimated to new environments. And, you know, but our kids just kept digging and digging. And maybe some of the shots didn't fall the first time, but then we did put in a lot of offensive putbacks and create some extra possessions with turnovers, as you mentioned. And, you know, a lot of different ways to win the ball game with how we play.
Absolutely, absolutely. Coach Dick Jungers, my guest, Newell Fonda girls basketball. The win last night against Esant County, 79-43. Coach, another stat that steps out to me. You made 32 field goals in the game. You had 21 assists on those 32. That's really sharing the basketball for your club.
Yeah, that is one thing that our girls do a great job of. And you know, and sometimes we're passing up some maybe basket attacks or shots that are really good for maybe something that may be better. But, you know, and that's something that we're going to have to keep working on, is reading where our great passes lead to great shots. And, you know, sometimes we're passing up a layup to get maybe a 10-footer or something of that nature. And that just comes with chemistry. And, again, we're still talking early December, and that would be something we'd have to shore up a little bit.
Yeah, and it's something that you'll continue to get better in, I'm sure, as the season moves along. Last night, Bailey Seavers, Ella Larson, and Mary Walker all in double figures for you last night. Three players in double figures last night as opposed to Thursday night against Bishop Garrigan with just one. And certainly I think that speaks to your offensive balance. You guys are really at your best when you have three, four, five players all getting in that double figure category there.
Yeah, you know, and we had a lot of different kids that can step up and score and knock down shots for us. And most nights we have several players that step up. And, you know, and some nights, you know, maybe not as many shots fall as you would like. But, you know, that's the way basketball works.
Coach Dick Junger is my guest. Newell Fonda girls basketball. You guys now, Coach, have a little bit of a break now. You won't play again until Friday, according to what I've got on your schedule. You'll take on Manson Northwest Webster. You'll host them. It's the first time for you guys really to catch your breath since the season started.
Yeah, you know, the good thing is, you know, there's some things that we can really work on and key in on going to the holiday break. And you know, and again, I think our kids are ready for putting a little bit of practice time in and getting better at some of the phases of the game that we want to work on.
What are you looking for in practice and improvement going into the Manson game?
You know, I think obviously we want to put some time into shooting and shooting the basketball. And, you know, there's some things that on defense that we need to get a little bit better at. And obviously, your main fundamentals, your rebounding, your passing, and all of those things we just want to keep working on too. So it'll give us a few days to hone in on some of those fundamental aspects that might have slipped when you play a series of games.
Coach Dick Jungers has been my guest. Newell Fonda girls basketball. They bounced back in a major way last night with a win over East Sac County after falling and snapping that 58-game winning streak earlier this week at Bishop Garrigan. Coach, I certainly appreciate the time. We will not have this show next week. We're going to take off for the holidays for the next 3 weeks and kind of reset and recharge and give all the coaches a chance to do the same. So I won't see you before the holidays. I do thank you for the time. We will meet up with you again after the holidays. And Coach, have a safe and healthy holiday season for sure. And thank you for the time this morning. We'll catch you down the road.
Hey, thanks a lot. I want to wish you and all the listeners a happy holidays.